plenty of companies in every industry, in every part of this world, are looking for a closer every single day. Don't get me wrong, they're looking for salespeople, but even more so, they're looking for a closer. And, you know, sales, the companies will hold this over the head of salespeople and go, well, we got leads. Yeah, but there's other companies that have leads too. Stop playing this game with me.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha from the North Shore of Oahu. Today is an amazing day. I'm at Haleiwa Ali'i Beach Park. It's been one of my favorite places to record some episodes on this trip to Oahu. I'm 25 feet from the ocean. I'm sitting underneath some trees. Got a little bit of a breeze today. The trade winds are kicked up. There's some people fishing, surfing, watching, walking on the beach, and overall just having fun. So I'm like, I'm going to record an episode of the How to Sell Show. Today we're going to talk about how to know when it's time to leave a sales job. And I think you would be surprised at how often this conversation comes up in the world of sales, or how often it comes up in the sales forums. And something usually triggers this event to happen. Something usually causes a salesperson to say, I really don't like where I'm at anymore. I'm fed up. I've got problems. I don't like the manager. I don't like the owners. There's a whole myriad. There's a lot of reasons. And so I'm just going to go through a few of them with you. And, you know, if this is you, you know, you could build out a checklist pretty easily. One, let's start with the most important. Let's talk about ethics. You know, does the company take care of their clients how they're supposed to? You know, there's above standard, there's industry standard, and then there's below standard. And sometimes when I have conversations with salespeople, they may have worked for a company that was above standard, and for whatever reason, there's been a shift in the organization, management change, executive change, buyout. And the company went from being really good at treating clients to being really poor. That may be a really good reason to leave. It could be promises not kept. You know, as a salesperson, you know, sometimes a manager, a business owner will oversell you on the company and they will give you promises. And, you know, of course, they don't put it in writing. Of course, you know, it's like my word is my bond type of a conversation and their word is worthless. It could be frustrations about lead distribution or leads that are coming in. You know, sometimes as companies struggle, they will buy leads and the leads aren't very good. And it burns out salespeople because you got to deal with difficult people or difficult leads. And that's part of the game. That's part of sales. That's part of what separates the pros from the Joes. It could be the lead distribution. There could be favorites inside of an organization. It could be the games that are played. It could be that there's fake awards given out and you got to go pay attention to fake awards. I will tell you that one of the biggest reasons salespeople will tell me that they want to leave is games with commissions. And this one's huge. You know, it could be that a company calls the salespeople in for an ambush style meeting and says, hey, you know, there's problems with the company. There's problems with the organization. We need to change the pay structure. And, you know, the thing that's very frustrating about being in sales is, you know, you're out there on your own. You don't get paid by the hour for the most part. You don't have a safety net. And all the people in the office are a liability. And all the people in the office get paid the same amount no matter whether they produce or whether they don't. And more times than not, anytime that there's a problem with revenue inside of a company, the people that are targeted are the sales team, the people who bring in the revenue. And the companies say, hey, you know, we're going to have to cut your pay or we're going to have to cut your bonuses. But they don't go to the other people and say, we're going to have to cut your pay. They don't have, we're not going to pay you $20 an hour anymore. We're going to pay you $18. They don't do that. They do that to the salespeople more often than not. It could be that your commissions are getting docked. It could be that your commissions are having games played with them where, you know, you were going to get paid a percentage, let's say 20%, and for whatever reason you're getting paid 15%. And it's just because it's the discretion of some random person who sits in an office and doesn't like the way that you get paid. You know, you got to remember that if you're in an industry where you're making 100 grand, 200 grand, 300 grand a year, you're making 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 times the amount of somebody who's sitting in the office looking at your paperwork, and they're jealous. They don't like you. They think you're a scumbag for how much money you make. It could be the direction that the company's going. It could be that, you know, the ownership group, the management group decides that they're going to take the company in a different direction. They're going to make some massive changes. They're going to try a new program. They're going to try new training. They're going to try new coaching. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. Those are probably the pretty high level ones. It could be harassment. It could be that somebody is harassing inside of the organization. And, you know, that's the time for you to say, hey, peace out, Girl Scout, I'm done. And I think it's important to take a look at, you know, why salespeople stay. These are the most common conversations that I have is, you know, I don't want to get guilt tripped from the manager or the owner. I don't want to have the conversation of why I want to leave. And this, for whatever reason, this holds salespeople more than you would imagine. You know, a salesperson that feels like they have this belief that they owe something to a company, you know, loyalty goes both ways. If a company's not being loyal to a salesperson, why would you be loyal to that company? They're not being loyal to you. That's usually a sign to bounce. This one happens, and I'm surprised at the frequency that it happens, but there's companies that what they'll do is they'll say like, hey, we're going to give you a bonus. And on this bonus is going to be based upon these parameters. And then they might come back and say, well, we're not going to give you a bonus because we had a tough month, or we're not going to give you a bonus because some crazy outside thing happened that you had no control over. It wasn't your fault. You had nothing to do with. And so what happens is there's money in arrears. There's money in sitting on the backside on a table somewhere that's owed to you. And, you know, the fear is if you leave, you're not going to get paid that money. And their fear is if they pay you, you're going to leave. So they don't pay. Now, depending upon the state or the country you're in, that may or may not be legal. I'm not an attorney. I'm not giving you legal advice, and I'm not going to. Number three, it could be friendship of a sales manager or the business owner. It could be that, you know, that sales manager or business owner was a friend before and you feel that it's going to ruin the relationship. And, you know, they're not worried about the relationship if they're pulling shenanigans on you. You know, it might be time for you to say, peace out, Girl Scout, I'm done. It's my favorite phrase of the day, just so you know. I might use it a couple times today. Fear of the unknown, new product, new service, new company. If I switch, and this is the same problem that buyers have, right? Recognize that you're using the same problem that a buyer has when they don't want to stop using a product or service. This is the same fear. I know what I'm going to get here. What am I going to get somewhere else? And when you recognize how often this happens in life, it's easier to confront this objection, by the way. Feel like you owe the company something. The company might have paid for some training or some coaching or a trip. You know, that's all stuff that's set off to accounting. That's part of doing business. If somebody says that they want to bring in a trainer, if they guilt trip you and say, but we trained you, like, hey, that's part of the game, right? You're going to train somebody else. You're going to bring somebody else and you're going to train them too. And they're going to have the possibility of leaving. You know, you don't guilt trip a buyer when they go, hey, we marketed to you. See how crazy that sounds? Now, there's a couple things for you to know. That if you're considering leaving, there's a couple things for you to think about. There's a couple things for you to know. Hands down, flat out, if you're a closer, you're the prize. And I don't know how many times I've heard of meetings from managers or owners that pull salespeople in and they say, these are the way the rules are going to be and we're the company and we got the leads. And you may think that a company has more control than what they do, but at the end of the day, there's more bad salespeople than there are good salespeople. And if you truly are a closer, you can have a new job and be selling somewhere by noon, or you can have a new job and be closing deals the next day and not even be worrying about it. Plenty of companies in every industry, in every part of this world, are looking for a closer every single day. Don't get me wrong, they're looking for salespeople, but even more so, they're looking for a closer. And, you know, the companies will hold this over the head of salespeople and go, well, we got leads. Yeah, but there's other companies that have leads too. Stop playing this game with me, right? Stop saying these things because that's not the way that it goes down. Stop buying it. If you're the salesperson, stop buying into this first and foremost. Right? Oh, we got the leads. Well, you've got some leads, but you know, in this day and age, other companies got leads too. Other industries have leads too. So you can't buy into like, well, this company advertises, this is the only company that's got leads. This is why it's important for you to develop a network of other industries, other salespeople, other managers, because, you know, at some point you're going to need it. Someone's going to, sometimes you get recruited. Sometimes people will say, hey, like, are you ready to leave? You ready to leave yet? And you might be fed up for all the reasons that we listed above, you know, all the games that get played inside of a company. It's amazing to me how many times I get hear from business owners, good business owners will say like, hey, you know, I'm really concerned about what's going on inside of my company. And occasionally I'll hear a business owner say, I hear the same complaints all the time over and over again. I'm not too worried about what's going on. They're just going to complain no matter what. In my mind, that's, hey, they're not ever going to fix a problem. They're not ever going to believe what a problem is. It could be a guilt trip from the family. You know, you got to prepare and take the sales conversation to the family and tell them, hey, here's all the reasons that I'm thinking about leaving this organization. I know that we've had a good income from them, and I know that things are going good. But it's time for me to go. And sometimes you got to sell it to the significant other and sell it to the kids. And, you know, they may be worried, is mommy or daddy going to make enough money for us to survive on? Most of the time, the feeling of it's going to leave pops up, and it's just anxiety because things don't seem like they're going well. But if it's a consistent feeling, that's the time where you need to pay attention to it. If you wake up one morning and you're like, I'm mad at my manager, I think I'm going to leave. Okay, are you mad at your manager because he called you out for not having good numbers? Are you mad at your manager because, you know, he said that had the hard conversation with you that you really needed to have? Or was there bad activity? Was there nefarious activity where there really was an issue that was going on that really needs to be dealt with? You know, sometimes I'll hear people say, I'm going to quit. And so tell me why. Well, you know, I got a course correction from my manager. I'm like, hey, that's his job. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to tell you what's going right and what's going wrong. Well, I just don't like the way that he talks to me. I mean, do you do that with clients? Do you walk out every time that a client talks to you wrong? Sometimes, you know, you get caught up in the wrong thing. But if it's this nagging feeling, like if you wake up in the morning and you're like, I don't want to go to work today because I've got a problem with the manager. Leads aren't being distributed. I'm being harassed. I'm being treated poorly. And they're legitimate claims. Then maybe it's time to leave. I can't tell you what to do. I mean, from sitting here on the beach, I can make some recommendations that if you feel like it's time to go and you feel like it's the best thing for you, then do it. If you feel like you're just being overly sensitive, then maybe think through it a little bit differently. And sometimes it comes down that you got to talk to a coach or to a mentor, to a clergy member, and tell them where you're at. Occasionally, depending upon the difficulty in the situation, you might talk to an attorney. And if the attorney has some input, you know, if you're paying that guy or that girl, follow what they have to say. I'm not going to give you legal advice. I didn't go to law school. I almost did, but I didn't. And as a last note here, this is why you need the ability to have your own sales funnels. This is why you need to have the ability to find your own leads and to find your own buyers. And when you have that ability and you're a closer and you're like, not only am I a closer, I can bring my own leads, companies are more apt to be like, come on board and give you more reasons to stay. But I will tell you this, that if a company's going to make you a promise and they're going to say that everything's going to be good, that you're going to want to get it in writing, because you are going to get burned some point in your life. You're going to get burned some point in your life by somebody going, oh, we'll just shake on it and we're going to call it good. Well, you think about how busy you are in your life, how often people don't remember a conversation from a week ago. You think somebody's going to remember a conversation from 2 years ago? Probably not going to happen. And, you know, when it comes down to money or a promise made, most people are going to be like, I'm going to keep my money. I'm not going to pay you. So here's the thing. You know, you got to take inventory of what's going on in your life and your situation. And it just may be that you're tired of where you're at and you want to go take a look at the grass on the other side. And maybe it is greener or maybe it's scorched. And this is really why it depends for you. And pay attention to how you exit the building. You know, is it going to be a graceful exit or are you going to bring in a marching band and say adios? You know, that's your decision. And you got to think through of how you're going to do it. You know, there's situations where I really wanted to blow up bridges. There's situations where I have blown up bridges. And then there's situations where I've been very amicable and walked away nicely. That decision's up to you. But at the end of the day, there's going to be a point where you got to decide if you're going to leave the job that you're at for sales and what you're going to do, and you're going to figure out how to do it. Take some time and think through it instead of it being a rash decision and causing yourself some problems.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.